This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber has agreed to pay $28.5 million to settle a class action lawsuit that took issue with the company's claims that its drivers' background checks were industry-leading. Terms of the settlement require Uber to pay roughly 25 million riders across the United States and to reword the language around the fee that the company charges for each ride. Four former whistleblowers who were all fired and blackballed after reporting wrongdoing have banded together to form Bank Whistleblowers United, an advocacy group that aims to improve the status of Wall Street whistleblowers and change the way Wall Street is regulated. Among its goals is to try to force the presidential candidates to agree that they will not take donations from any financial firm or more than $250 from any of its officers. That has been charged with committing legal elements of fraud, in other words, virtually all of them. Morgan Stanley, speaking of banks and Wall Street, will pay $3.2 billion to strike a settlement with state and federal authorities over the Wall Street firm's creation of mortgage-backed bonds before the financial crisis. The Kansas Supreme Court gave the state until June 30th to fix its system of financing public schools or face a court-ordered shutdown before the next school year begins. Rather than improve the way it doled out state money, the court ruled the Republican-controlled legislature has failed to cure inequities between rich and poor school districts. Hillary Clinton's friendship with former Nixon Secretary of State Henry Kissinger came back to haunt her in the Democratic presidential debate when Senator Bernie Sanders pointedly questioned Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy judgment, saying Kissinger had enabled genocide in Cambodia under Pol Pot. Looking at the extreme ends of the income spectrum, economists at the Brookings Institution found that for men born in 1920, there was a six-year difference in life expectancy between the top 10% of earners and the bottom 10%. For men born in 1950, that difference had more than doubled to 14 years. For women, the gap grew to 13 years from 4.7 years. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.